This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Raise the Game. Today our topic is secure base, what it means at different stages of life. I've got Laura Yee from Leadernomics here. So based on Leadernomics Science of Building Leaders series, a secure base is something to be critically developed at a young age. However, It continues to play much importance throughout life. So as a working adult, do you have a secure base? And are you a secure base to others? How does this or its lack of affect your leadership abilities and potential? So we discuss what it means and why it really matters. So, what is a secure base?
Such a big topic. Sometimes it's such an overwhelming topic. But actually, the idea of a secure base comes from the attachment theory. And according to this theory, all humans have an innate desire to seek closeness to or comfort from a person who gives them a sense of protection. Because without that sense of protection, when an actual or perceived threat to survival emerges, the human brain automatically prompts the person to resist change or avoid risk. You know, we are just wired that way. And so at Leadernomics, we work a lot with our clients on change management, never on change resistance, because that just comes naturally to us, right? So when a secure base provides the person with that sense of protection, the person can then turn the focus away from pain or danger or fear or loss towards a focus on reward, opportunity, and benefit. And I think starting, like as a child, right, having someone you can rely on or turn to when you're upset or anxious makes you confident to try different things. And this can be a secure base for a child can be a parent or a family member, sometimes a teacher or a coach or someone close to the child. And that's because when a parent is a secure base, what I've seen even in my own child is he goes out to explore, but then he comes back for safety, protection, and energy. And I think it's because when they develop that trust in the availability and reliability of that relationship, then their anxiety is reduced and they can then explore and enjoy their world safe in the knowledge that they can return to a safe haven.
Place,
a safe place for help if they need to. And interestingly, I think a child can also be a secure base for others around them. And for adults as well, secure base can sometimes be a spouse or a trusted friend, a colleague, a manager, or even someone in the family. And equally, we also believe that you may also be a secure base for others around you. So, you know, Frida, as I was just reading up on this topic and reflecting on my own secure bases, I think you have too. I was just trying to understand why did I choose them and how did they make me feel, and I realized that they always make me feel comfortable, comfortable to share, comfortable to fail, to ask for advice, but it's not just that, right? It's not that they just make you feel nice, but they also stretch you to get better. So I think that's the other part of secure bases. They also push you to step out of your comfort zone and strive to fulfill your potential. So they don't just inspire you, but they also stretch you. And last month, Caroline shared on Raise Your Game as well about the importance of crucible moments and how it shapes your leadership. And I think those with secure bases can go through these moments easier when they have that someone to, you know, to have that chat with and to go through it, compared to those who don't.
You know, when you say secure base, I also think of anchors, right? You know, what are the anchors that you have? And I look, and I'm listening to this, and I look back at my childhood and how my parents were very, quite liberal with me, in the sense that maybe I was the youngest child and I was, you know,
away with everything.
Yes, but maybe they were tired of parenting by the time they got to me, because, you know, like the difference between me and my eldest is about 10 years. So then that sort of gave me the liberty to try new things. I was never, I never felt that I was a girl, like I have to do certain things, or, you know, the gender factor never came in. So they allowed me to try different things. And that has probably helped me in my career, in what I decided to do, and that like every decision was okay, right? So long as I didn't resort to crime, you know, that sort of thing.
Thank goodness,
right? But I also then think of orphans, right? If they don't have a secure base, what then, right?
Yeah.
If they don't have anyone that they can hang on to.
Yeah.
And I guess where faith also comes into
religion,
play. But also the scary thing is then when you don't have a secure base, that's why like a lot of them, sometimes those that don't have a secure base join gangs.
Yeah.
Because that to them is their secure base, and they will also get you to do things that are, you know,
that was double zone,
right?
And in the other
spectrum. So it's a very and it's not something tangible, right?
Yeah.
It's something intangible that if we are not wary of it, and we don't provide a secure basis for individuals that don't have, you know, a guardian or whatever, it's quite scary, right?
Yeah.
Now, what is then secure based leadership?
Yeah. I mean, just back to your point earlier, I think that's why it's so important that we not only should find a secure base for ourselves, but we also should strive to be that secure base
for others.
For others, yeah. And so coming back to leadership, there's an excellent book by George Coriza. He, together with his fellow authors, he wrote this book called Care to Dare, Unleashing Astonishing Potential Through Secure Base Leadership. And they directly apply this attachment theory to leadership. And I quote them, they say that a secure base leader builds trust, delivers change, and inspires the focus that people need to actively engage in their work and create conditions for innovations. And these leaders generate high performance by acting as a secure base for people they lead. And I think basically they build trust and influence others by providing a sense of protection, safety, and providing a source of inspiration that together produces energy for exploration or risk-taking and even seeking new challenges. Yeah, and I was just thinking about this story that I heard from someone who rides horses. And I think that's what leadership is all about sometimes. Is when you want to drive a team of horses, right, you first need to know which course you want to go. So you set the course. But then how do you get these animals to a point where they follow a certain path and turn to the right or left? So is it just a matter of pulling the right or left rein?
Give them blinkers.
They're just going one straight line.
And I tell you where to go.
but what if they shared is that you don't pull as that will hurt. And then the horse will only follow only because it is in pain. But if you keep just a little tension on one of the reins and slacken the other rein a little, the horse will go in the desired direction of its own. And we're not saying that people are horses now. But this is the essence of leading, you know, giving space while still maintaining contact. And I think a lot of leaders find this hard because it's sometimes easier and faster to just tell you what to do and you do this, and that's done. Yeah.
All right. Who needs secure bases?
Everyone. and this is not just from my perspective, but based on many studies out there and even our own Liromics research in the science of building leaders, we found that everyone, right from kids, where it's then foundational, where their secure base is your family or your parents or someone that you trust and look up to, it then progresses on to either your first boss in your first job perhaps, or even relationships. And then slowly evolving and becoming, when this person then becomes a mentor and a secure base to others. And so you can become a secure base leader in not just your work, but really in life as well.
Okay, now, so why is a secure base then important?
So many reasons. And we see, and you shared just now about, you know, just now about orphans not having and seeing them, you know, sometimes they want to feel belonged or they need an anchor in a certain place. And research has really shown that a securely attached child does not only seek comfort from an attachment figure, but through feeling safe to explore, this child then develops confidence, competence, and resilience. And outside of work, I have the opportunity to also work with children and different teens, and some of them come from broken families when sometimes there's no role models to look up to. And these early experiences of separation or neglect or even abuse can cause children to remain anxious. Mm. And really, they don't trust any close relationships. And so these children adapt to the lack of a secure base by developing different patterns of behavior as their coping mechanisms. They may become wary or defensive, or sometimes even demanding needs, or you know, just needy and wanting more attention. And all of these behaviors are characteristics of insecure attachment patterns, and we see it carry on through life as well as they grow if there is no intervention and someone there to role model it out for them.
And that's very worrying, right? When you talk about orphans and all that, or even like a child that sees a father that's a drunkard and then or abuses the mother, and they will end up marrying someone who's in exactly same pattern, because that was their
normal
vision, their version of a secure base. But I guess, like, if you talk about kids, right, what do you do then? And again, this will carry you into adulthood. But what can you do then?
So when we see that, I mean, this is from my own perspective. Mm-hmm. When we do see that trait in them, is to really then build that relationship to know that, okay, we need to intervene. If not, then they're on a course of disaster. Mm-hmm. And intervening a lot of times means spending a lot of time building that relationship, building that trust. Mm-hmm. And moving it from fear to trust, and really letting know that you care, and that someone out there really wants what's best for them, and not wanting to take them, you know, for granted or use them to a certain way. Right. So it's really a lot of time, investment of time, and you can't replace that.
Right.
You can't just, you know, do a five minutes coffee session and be done with that. It's a lot of building and rebuilding, and sometimes even unlearning, you know, helping them to unlearn different things and relearning best positive ways to go through things.
Right. We'll talk about that in just a moment. Laura Yee from Leadonomics here with me. Stay tuned to Raise a Game, BFM 89.9.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.9.
You're listening to Raise a Game. Good morning, Frida Liu here. Speaking to Laura Yee from Leadonomics. We're talking about secure base, what it means at different stages of life. And I refer to it as the anchor. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about secure base leadership and with horses. Bit of tension, a bit of lax as well, so that, you know, people will move in the right direction. You know, I'm just looking at my almost 17-year-old son, right? And like, sometimes I'll have to scold him for certain things and all that. But I like to think that he knows that the secure base is mama, you know, even though he has issues or whatever, he'll come to me and know that, I'll have these conversations. You know why I scold you? Right? Because I scold you because I care and because I love you. If I don't care, right, I wouldn't be scolding you, you know. So that's my way of saying that, you know.
Chinese says it, right?
Yeah.
Ta si ai.
Is it? Ta si ai. Yeah. So I didn't ta, but 17 cannot ta already anymore. I mean, can't hit anymore. Not that I did, but it was just more like, you know, knowing that sometimes these tough conversations that you need to have, and it's very challenging, especially with a teenager, and you're just thinking, is anything sinking in, you know? So that's also important, like, I mean, having that kind of conversation.
Yeah. And that's one of the characteristics that we'll talk about later, where they know that even though there is a criticism or something that they've done wrong, but yet it can still be communicated in a positive manner. Yeah. And so they know that when there's a challenge, you know, the challenge to stretch them, they know that they can take it from this person because this person's advice comes from the right place.
Right. Yeah. So you know why I scold you, right? Yes, because you love me. Okay.
Mantra is a mantra.
There's a lot of scolding going on. So how do we become secure bases?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of ways to do that. But firstly, even in organizations, we need it lah. It's not just in a child, but even as they grow, they become college students, university students, then they come out to the workplaces. And that's where leadership determines the success of every organization. Because even the best strategy can fail when leaders are not able to bring employees to that alignment and that implementation of that strategy. So in an organization, why is secure base important? In my role in Luromix, a bit more consulting and working with different organizations, I've seen that the Malaysian culture of, okay, not many lah, but they're still, it's still quite prevalent. We're quite scared.
Right.
We're scared, fearful to make mistakes. Sometimes there's no autonomy.
Right.
So it's more, you do what I say.
You don't feel secure in your job.
Yeah. It's right? a bit of command and conquer.
And you don't feel like your boss has got your back.
Yeah.
Right. So when you do these things, you do things out of fear. And, you know, so employ leaders as well, that when you say, hey, it's okay to make mistakes, you really mean it.
Yes.
Right? Otherwise, people don't feel secure in their job.
Yeah.
And they're always going to be looking out.
Yeah,
and they could be present in the office. And presenteeism, to me, is worse than absenteeism.
Because they're not engaged.
When they're not engaged, right? And I think that's where secure-based leadership comes in. If there is none of that, there is no real engagement from your employees. And, you know, then everything becomes transactional. You know, whatever you do is transactional and not, you know, out of passion and all the other factors.
And not just you, but Gallup also did a study.
Right.
And it proved that that when there's engagement, quality and productivity improves. And so when there's no engagement, then like what you say, the employees are scared to fail. So they just do what's on their job description. They just they won't do more. They just do what has been done. There's no challenge to, okay, can we do, is this the right way of doing things, or should we do something different? Just because it's been done that way for the past few years, we're just going to continue doing it, or should we challenge it? So when they don't have this characteristic or this environment to try new things, then in this day and age when times are uncertain, there's so much uncertainty. You can't stay stagnant. You can't just do what is being done. You need to move forward. And if there's no innovation, no creativity, no risk taking, sometimes even the extreme of just being tida apa, you know, comfortable, not going to do more than what I'm expected to, will definitely bring a lot of challenges to the organization itself. Yeah. So how do we become secure based? Even as we've discussed about it, I think sometimes it may sound like, oh, it's such an art. It's like school, but then not school. and I think the behaviors are clear. The behaviors of secure-based leaders are clear, practical, and learnable. And it does not take years to learn. And George Coriza actually lists these behaviors out. And I think I've seen it very consistent in even my own secure bases. A secure-based leader stays calm, is accepting to all, sees potential, listens, inspires, focuses on the positives, encourages risk-taking, and is accessible. And for me, I think a secure-based leader, being calm is so fundamental to everything else. And I'm sure you know leaders like that, right?
Yeah.
Who are always cool as a cucumber, even when challenges hit them, and they don't let themselves be led by uncontrolled emotions. And this means that they stay cool under pressure and can act adequately. And so when a secure-based leader is that, they provide their employees with security instead of insecurity, and they are predictable and approachable. And sometimes, you know, how to get around that is practical steps, putting practical steps in place. If you know that you might respond with your emotions, maybe you need to take yourself out of that situation. Sometimes it's shutting down your laptop instead of responding that email in anger, or maybe taking a walk to cool off. I think it's very important to be able to stay calm. And it's not that it can't be done. It just need to learn and keep learning new ways of doing that. I think as a mom to a two-year-old, Parenting has taught me more about staying calm than anything else. I'm sure you can attest to that.
Oh, wait till they become teenagers. Wait, that's something to look forward to.
So you always learn and learn.
I mean, I've had conversations with my son where I said, you know, I really love you. Parenting sucks. No offense, I tell my son, no offense, I love you. Parenting is really tough, you know, and parenting sucks. I hate parenting. So
you need to give me chance.
So can you elaborate more on how do you become a secure base and some examples?
Yeah. So the next one is a secure base leader accepts the individual. Mm. And this is where the person comes first. They respect each other. Even when results are not quite up to expectations, they accept others just as they are, with their talents, but also with their shortcomings. And I think for me, I've learned that just because I can do it, it's not right to expect that everyone else is able to do the same. You know, they go through different challenges and everyone is different. So learning to accept that as well. And so if there's a problem, you separate the person from the problem, especially when someone is underperforming. Next one is the secure-based leader always sees the potential in the other person. And this is about development in the longer term. They look at the future and therefore they don't just look at the current position and what the person is doing. Fourthly is a secure-based leader listens and asks questions. And this goes further than the normal way of doing or the normal way of managing people where you give your suggestions or solutions. But it's going further than that, and we learn this a lot in coaching as well, where you learn how to ask powerful questions to draw out the solutions from within that person. The next one is a secure-based leader inspires, and this is by communicating with powerful messages. They don't beat around the bush. They say things directly in the right moment. They don't sit on the fence, and also they provide honest feedback. The next one is... So a secure-based leader also focuses on the positive and looks at the opportunities and advantages even when the challenge is tough and a crisis needs to be resolved. You know, they help others to see potential and inspire learning even in a time of difficulty. And just now you talked about your son. And I think secure-based leader can give critical feedback while retaining a positive perspective. Don't roll your eyes. It's tough, but that's what a secure-based leader does. And two more, the secure-based leader also encourages risk-taking. And one aspect of this is to encourage people to take appropriate risk. A lot of times we tend to want to throw them into the deep end, something way beyond their capacity. But it's not about that, you know. I think we do that because sometimes people do that to us. Mm. But you don't want to pass that down. And encouraging risk taking means you need to see their potential, you need to believe in them, and you need to communicate it. Sometimes it's helping them believe in themselves.
Yeah.
And so show the people that you believe in them, that you have their back and that you see them beyond their limited vision from themselves. Be there for them when they fall or when they fail, and even cheer them on for moving forward. And lastly, a secure-based leader is accessible. He or she ensures that people feel that they can always go to their leader even when this leader is not physically present.
Right.
And so sometimes when I talk about that, right, then people say, "Huh, but then my whole time will be for people. Where do I actually get to do work?" But I think it's not about that. It's not about losing your time or evenings to your colleagues. It's more important to convey the spirit and intention that you're available. And I find that a lot of times these powerful conversations with my secure bases are very brief and very direct because you know what you want. You know what you want to get out of that conversation. So there's quite a lot of these characteristics. And I don't think you need to master each and every one of them. Instead, maybe pick one or two to focus on at the time. And I'm sure that you and your people under you or even your family will be grateful that you did.
So are you a secure-based leader? Food for thought on this Monday. I've been speaking to Laura Yee from Leadernomics on secure-based, what it means at different stages of life. You've been listening to Raise a Game on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.